This Earth Day, Juneau residents wrapped up their first March for Science with a stop at a fair promoting renewable energy and environmental consciousness. About 30 different organizations and individuals put the fair together, including environmentalists, wildlife advocates, and a bunch of kids dumbstruck by a physics demonstration. KTOO's Quentin Chandler reports.
And here we have an example of a heat engine. This is where we put a little pellet of fuel.
Inside the Juneau Douglas High School Commons, several face-painted kids and a couple of adults are engrossed watching electrical engineer Bill Leedy explain the mysteries behind his model energy systems. Right now, he's showing off the steam engine. First, he needed a flame, and then they waited for the water to start boiling.
Yeah, look, the steam's coming out.
Okay, flick that big wheel with your fingers. More. Flick it harder. Harder. Flick it the other direction. Ooh, almost had it. Go again.
It takes the little boy a few more tries.
Try it again. There it goes. It's running.
Leedy is a director of the Leedy Foundation, a local charitable organization. He's been on a mission for 15 years exploring how to make the jump from fossil fuel to renewable energy without CO2 emissions.
So that's what I'm demonstrating with the little hydrogen demonstrator here. That's an electrochemical energy system.
And he compared that system to the heat engine.
Heat engines, like we have in our cars now, and boilers, are very inefficient compared to electrochemistry. So that's why we have the hydrogen system, which is not hot at all. There's no heat in there except a little byproduct heat. Whenever you convert from one energy form to another, you lose a little energy and inefficiency, and it appears as heat.
Leedy says he wants the kids to think about complete energy systems and how they work from the source all the way to turning the wheels on their cars. A few booths down from Leedy, the Juneau chapter of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance handed out flyers against predator control and supporting a buffer zone near Denali National Park where wolves would be safe from trapping and hunting. The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council is promoting their desire for a new baseline study on Hawk Inlet and Admiralty Island watershed. SEAC representatives say they want to know whether mining operations in the area are polluting the water and, in turn, hurting marine life and the people who eat it. Other organizations at the Renewable Juneau Fair include the Alaska Clean Harbors Project, the U.S. Forest Service Juneau Compost, and Juneau District Heating. 31 groups total are sitting behind tables at the fair, according to Danielle Redmond, coordinator for Renewable Juneau.
And they represent all different kinds of things, from local food to climate organizing to local schools and school groups, as well as advocacy organizations. So it's been a really good mix.
Renewable Juneau is a nonprofit that, like their name suggests, promotes renewable energy and utility regulation in Alaska. Redmond is sitting cross-legged holding her baby boy. She says this is the organization's first fair, and they're holding it on the same day as Juneau's March for Science.
Oftentimes we have these marches, and we build up all this great energy, and we get excited, and we hoop and holler. And it's important to show that energy and show that publicly. But it's just as important to keep that energy going and channel it into productive avenues of both policy and concrete solutions on the day-to-day level. I think I'm being called.
She has no idea how many people cycled through the fair, but she estimates they saw at least a couple of hundred, with a big boost in attendance coming from the protesters who finished their March for Science right outside the fair's door. In Juneau, on Earth Day, I'm Quentin Chandler.
And a quick disclosure, Bill Leedy sits on the board of the Leedy Foundation, which has helped pay for KTO's internship program.